I praise God for what he's done. Is there anybody here that wants to do that some more today? Is there anybody here? I want you to do me a favor. I want you to think about one thing that you thank God for. I just want to, one thing, it could be anything, there's got to be something. One thing. I praise God for what he's done. That one thing, just pick it. And then I'm going to ask you as a church to come around the altar and sing praises to his name and say, I thank God. I thank God. Scripture says, I am thrilled with what he has done. And I just think if we could come around the altar this morning, days away from Thanksgiving, and just praise his name and say, God, I thank you for everything you've done. Here's just one thing that I thank you for. Church, is that you? Let's come together and thank God.
I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free. because you healed my heart, changed my name, forever free. I'm not the same. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. I thank God.
And if that's you today, church, give him praise. You thank God today.
Praise your name, Jesus.
I thank God today. Hallelujah. 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 I know we have more than just one thing to be thankful for. There are many, many things. We could select one. I see miracle after miracle just around our altar today that I'm thankful for. Those that weren't even supposed to be here today. Sick in body. People that you just thank God that they're here today. If you're breathing today, God's not done with you. If you are breathing today, God's not done with you yet. If you're breathing today, God's not done with you yet. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I just come to you today with this attitude of gratitude, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for who you are. Before I thank you for what you do, which is many things. Lord God, I thank you for your son that died for me. And everybody here at Cross Point Church and everyone throughout the world today, past, present, and future, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Lord God, as your scripture teaches me, sometimes I just don't understand your ways, but your ways are higher than my ways. I thank you for that. Today, Lord God, I ask, as I do every single day, and specifically on Sundays, as you know, to pour out your power in this house. Pour out your power on those watching online. Lord God, have your way with this service, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Church, give him praise today. Hallelujah. When you're going back to your seats, grab five people and say, I thank God for you today. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. I feel like a priest already. And we just haven't even started, right? Welcome to Cross Point Church. Are you excited that you're at church today? I hope so. I hope so. God woke me up at 5:30 this morning. He gave me an extra half an hour. I thank God I got an extra half an hour of sleep today. 5:30 is not bad, is it? Not for me.
Depends upon who you're talking to. That'd be bad.
It's usually 5 o'clock. So, hey, thank you for coming in today. If you're watching online, thank you so much. Don't forget to share the broadcast that's going out on Facebook. Hit the share button in the bottom right-hand corner. Share it to your private news feed. If you are watching on the brand new online campus at seapoint.church, welcome and thank you for joining us today. We are so appreciative that you are here. You can always like us on Facebook to let people know that you are following the church Facebook page. We encourage you to do that. We are appreciative that we've got, 900 or 1,000 or so people that are following us on Facebook. I can't remember the count, but it's somewhere in that neck of the woods. But thank you so much. Dear, would you welcome our visitors today?
I will. Welcome again to all of you. And if this is your very first Sunday at Cross Point, welcome. We're so blessed to have you. We hope you feel the joy of the Lord and the love of the people around you for you today. So we want to be sure before you leave, you don't leave without a very special gift from us. There is a gift box that they will give you at the Welcome Center. There's a couple different ways you can get that. You can fill out the VIP Connect card that is in the seat back pocket in front of you and take that to the Welcome Center. Or if you want to scan that handy dandy QR code that is on your bulletin, you can do that as well. And those of you online, if you want to connect with us as well, you can scan that QR code. But in that gift box for those of you in the building is some information about the church, who we are, what we believe, some goodies for you, and last but not least, we want to treat you to a free meal at Chick-fil-A. So there's a Chick-fil-A gift card in there. So please make sure you get that. If you didn't on your way in, get that on your way out. And as I always say, if you do not have a church home, we would love to have you prayerfully consider joining the Crosspoint family. We would love to have you as part of our family. So again, welcome. Just a reminder, and I'm so proud of myself that I remembered, the Operation Christmas Child boxes are due back today. So I see them starting to pile up out there in the foyer area. So make sure if you left it at home, you run and get it, or you somehow connect with how to get it to us quickly. But those are due back today. So, and I know lots of boxes were filled. I had a blast getting mine all done yesterday. And I pray you were blessed as you filled those as well. And I know the children will be blessed. Such Amen. A blessing to do that. So coming up this week at Crosspoint, today, if you did not know, which I was so afraid I was going to fall into this thing during worship, is Baptism Sunday. So please be in an attitude of prayer. Hey, for those, you are so ornery, for those, that's very warm. The water's very warm. For those of you getting baptized.
You want to see how warm?
No, I don't. Oh. So today is Baptism Sunday. Just be in an attitude of prayer for those, because it's a little bit of a nerve-wracking thing being up here in front of people. So we have several getting baptized at the end
and
of
kids.
The service.
Kids
super excited.
Yeah.
Yes, and kids as well.
Kids.
And today is a very special man's 50th birthday. Woo! John Dorm. The worship team got to sing to him at 8 a.m. this morning. Happy birthday. So happy birthday, John. And if you don't know, we're having a party right after the service. Clara and the family have invited all of us to share in John's party. So right after the service in the Graber Life Center, head that way, and we are going to party for John. And then tonight, if you still have the energy after all of this, those of you 25 and older can come out to co-ed volleyball at 6:30. Those of you faithful ones who do that every Sunday night know who you are, and you are welcome to join if you have never done that yet. And then this Wednesday morning is intercessory prayer at 10:30. So please mark your calendars for that if you are one of those that join that group. But this Wednesday night, so that many of us can be home preparing for Thanksgiving, we will not have journey night this Wednesday night. So please, if you know someone that usually comes that you don't see today, that might not be aware, please let them know. Spread the word.
Yes, please.
No journey night this Wednesday night.
Thank you, dear. You're not
going to
jump. You can jump into baptismal.
No, I'm good.
I'll baptize you.
I know you would.
Okay. Hey, coming up in the future, the following week, we're going to have, a week from today, we're going to have a very special guest. Check your bulletin, because we're going to have the Seidler family here with us, missionaries to Chi Alpha on the campus of Ohio State University. Ohio State University. He will correct me on that, too. Yes, he's a pastor. He is just a great guy. I've known him for a long time. He will bless you with this fantastic story of getting Chi Alpha on campuses throughout Ohio, but specifically a couple campuses, and he'll talk to you about that. We are just believing as a church family that we need to start helping more in our missions into Ohio and more into the younger generation. Chi Alpha is part of that campus ministry, right, for students. So he will be here next week. We will have also a missions luncheon with the family next week. If you are not signed up, now this is not an all-church luncheon. If you want to be a part of the luncheon with the family, you need to sign up. Today's the last day to sign up. The Welcome Center will have a sign-up sheet there, so we know exactly how many are coming, so we know what room to put us in. But if you're looking to stay for dinner or lunch after service next week, you need to sign up before you leave today.
And are we going to ask them to wear their gear?
I'm getting to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You just got to be a little patient.
I know. I was reading ahead.
Hey, let's do this for Mr. Seidler, Missionary Seidler, and his family. Let's do this. Next week, let's all of us declare that Sunday Buckeye Sunday.
Woo-hoo.
And let's wear, Tim Totten's going crazy. I didn't say
Tim
the Guardians
or the Browns.
Tim has
enough gear for the whole church. If you don't have anything Ohio State, go to Tim. He'll have something he can loan you.
I thought it was a Browns thing or the Guardian thing, but no, it's the Ohio State Buckeyes. So next week, Buckeye Sunday, we'll be here. Wear your Ohio State Buckeyes jerseys or shirts or whatever, or shoulder pads or whatever you
Helmet.
Do. Helmet. I don't care. Let's let Jay and his family know that we support not only the Ohio State Buckeyes, but we support Chi Alpha. Now, if they lose to Michigan next Saturday, right, you're still going to wear.
That's right.
And be proud
Buckeye
of it.
Buckeye pride.
Now, we will have the security team at the door. If you come in with Michigan stuff, we will kindly turn you away and just let you know that, you know, you're allowed to come in. My brother is a big Michigan fan because he went to Michigan, right? So, my brother, as you watch. Anyways, moving on.
Go Buckeyes!
I was going to wish him luck. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. Then we have a special treat for you. Now, we'll have the family in next week. We'll have a great time for Mission Sunday. And you'll think about your missions pledges for 2024. This church gave $70,000 roughly dollars last year to missions. So we want to continue with blessing our missionaries. Yep. Yep. 76 missionaries this church supports. We believe in missions and sending the gospel of Jesus Christ not only locally, but throughout Ohio for in the United States, U.S. missions, and then globally for global missions here through our local church. And you're all part of that. We thank you for that. Think about what you're going to do for 2024. But next, not this coming Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. This is the Wednesday after Thanksgiving. Now, I had a brochure here, and it just disappeared on me. I'm losing stuff lately. So if you got an Alive brochure, yep, Robin's got one. You got a live brochure. Wave it at us. Yep, there's one right in the seat. You need to grab an Alive brochure as you're leaving today. On that Wednesday, as we re-engage Journey Night, we will have our normal meal from 6 to 7. It might be a new group at the table for us that night. It may not be Lindsay's Pizza, but they have been blessing us with, I've got a lot of pizza.
I have two.
I think I've gained
too
a lot.
Much.
Yeah. There's the Alive. We're going to have Cross Point Alive service right here Wednesday night. Each quarter on a Wednesday night, we will be doing an Alive service. Now, that's going to be a little bit different than what you're used to on a Sunday morning. It will be a lot of powerful, uplifting worship and whatnot. There will be some preaching on healing. If you are in need, we believe as a church, and the Church of Jesus Christ believes that God still heals.
Amen.
Right, I know testimony after testimony, me being one of them, God has touched physically. If you need a physical touch, an emotional touch, or any type of touch for a hurt, hang-up, or habit, or anything in your life, or you know somebody that needs something like that, that is your night. You need to be here. We'll have our prayer teams, altar workers here working with us to pray over people that need a healing and a touch from heaven. We are believing that people will walk out of here alive to healing on Wednesday night. Give the Lord, give him praise today. Give him praise. Do you want to say something about the women's
ministry? I do. I want to give the ladies as much notice as possible. So ladies, I can't believe it's coming, but our Christmas party is Monday night, December 4th at 6 p.m. And we are going to meet at Olive Garden. And we are going to do an ornament exchange like we've done a few years ago. So we're asking you to spend up to $10, whatever, up to, you can go to the dollar store and get one for $1.25 now.
You're spending more on me, right?
So, right. Yeah, okay. For you, I'm spending more than a dollar. So we're going to do an ornament exchange, and then we're just going to share a meal together and have a wonderful time as women bonding and celebrating before the season gets too crazy. So if you want to go to the ladies' Christmas dinner, we do need you to sign up out in the foyer. There are sign-up sheets because we have to let the Olive Garden know how many of us are coming. So please sign up for that. I'll be announcing it next week as well, and it will be in the bulletin next week. But Monday, December 4th, women are going to party.
We like to eat.
We love to eat.
My
church
goodness.
Loves to eat.
This church eats, right?
If we meet, we eat.
We eat, right? Anything else there?
That's all I got.
Good. Thank you so much, Cross Point Church. Welcome. Wow, what an exciting day. You are going to be blessed here in a few minutes. I trust that you've been blessed already, but you are going to be blessed because we're going to do baptism here in a very few short minutes. We've got people that are feeling led to be baptized. They have accepted Christ as Savior. They are making an outward confession of their faith by being baptized, just like Jesus did. And so they will be doing that here in a very few minutes. We are so excited for them. We are winding up the Attitude of Gratitude series that I started 3 weeks ago. Today, we are winding that up, and we are so appreciative that you have decided again to come into this house and share your Sunday morning with us. And if you're watching online, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We believe that God is doing something quite special here at Cross Point Church, not only as the church itself, but in the lives of each person that attends. I know many of your stories. They are powerful. One powerful story you'll hear in a few minutes, and then you'll hear another powerful story and another and another and another as you hear testimony from people getting baptized. Now, they may share, they may not. We'll see how it goes. We're hoping that they share, especially the little ones. Now, our younger students just came back from Reach Conference. They're all fired up. If you've never been to Reach, Reach is a powerful few days of it is just wild, right? I was a youth leader many years ago when I had hair, and it's a wild time at Reach Conference. It is fun, and they are back, and here in a couple weeks, we're going to ask some of them to share what God did for them during the Reach Conference. So I am just preparing them that somebody, one or more, hopefully more, will be willing to share. But today, we're going to wrap up the series on the attitude of gratitude, and we've had a good time going into Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is here. We've been announcing that for a couple weeks now. What are you thankful for? I am thankful for many things. I am thankful for the church. I am thankful for each one of you. There are so many things I am thankful for. I'm thankful for my dear departed grandfather who has been gone for now 22 years. He passed away 22 years ago today. My grandfather and my grandmother were very instrumental in my lives. That's my mother's father and mother, and they were very powerful influences on my life. So were my grandparents on my father's side, but today's the anniversary. I was very thankful for him pouring himself into me, and I'm sure you have many things to be thankful for. We must wake up and make up our minds to be thankful and not just wait until this emotion of being thankful shows up. See, it would be a lot easier if we just realized how blessed we are all the time, even when the circumstances in our lives aren't necessarily to our liking. You know, it's easy to be thankful when things are going really good. It just seems to be a bigger challenge when things aren't going so good to say, Lord, I'm still thankful. That's the attitude of your gratitude in your life. Is our gratitude an overall attitude, or is it just an emotion for what God is doing for you at any given time? The first week here, we talked about the sin of ingratitude. That is just a lack of gratitude. We talked about, just some review here, we talked about forgetfulness, taking for granted all the things God's done for us. When things aren't going so good, we tend to forget what he had already done before we got to that point in our lives that things seem to be not so good. Just because things aren't so good doesn't mean he is not good. Nor does it mean he's not doing something. We just have not seen what he is doing quite yet. We have seen what he's done, but sometimes we're not seeing what he's doing at that given time. And then we forget about the things he's done, right? We get a little selfish. The sin of ingratitude says we get a little selfish. We just don't respond to the kindness he gives us. We're so focused on some of the challenges we're going through that we forget some of the kindness that he has extended to us. Or we just think it should be something different. God, I know you were kind to me here, but I kind of wanted this over here. Boy, that's kind of selfish, right? God blesses us with something, but we say, I'd rather have that, right? We get a little bitter, we murmur, we complain. Nope, we never do that in church, do we? We get murmurings and complainings and, you know, grumblings, and we just don't recognize how blessed we are. If you're in Ukraine today or Gaza or Israel or some place that has experienced some pretty serious conflict, you would realize really quick how blessed you really are. How blessed you really are. I read multiple stories. You know, I'm kind of a news junkie. I read multiple stories and following the war over in the Middle East and the atrocities that have taken place to poor children especially. And I just go to prayer. I have nothing else I could offer. I can offer prayer. And we pray for all the people that are involved in conflicts throughout the world, but especially there. See, we need to thank God for the things he's kept us from, as well as the things he has done for us. Did you ever pray and say, God, thank you for keeping me from whatever you kept me from, because I don't even know what it is? Do you pray like that? I pray, God, thank you for just keeping me from whatever. I don't even know what it is. But I know something probably would have showed up in my life if I would not have been thankful for what he has already done. There's all kinds of things I think he's kept us from. We tend to concentrate on the things that happen to us, and especially if it's not to our liking. Then we talked about last week the power of just being content. The power of being content. Contentment is a rare find today because the world is so discontented. Contentment is finding satisfaction in God's plan for your life as opposed to what he gives you along the way. Finding contentment in your life and the plan he's got you on as opposed to what he gives you along the way. We tend to focus on what he gives us as opposed to what we're already in task to do. God has placed you on planet Earth to serve him. Not your job, not all the other stuff that we do. He placed you here to serve him and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the first thing we're to do. How he does it through you, where he places each and every one of you, is the purpose and plan he has for your life. We need to focus on that as opposed to what he gives us along the way. Now, we know he's going to bless us along the way because the scripture says he's going to bless us. The favor of God shows up. But our focus needs to be on godliness. The more God you have, the more content you're going to be. Godliness allows you to be satisfied with your personal circumstances. Right? We talked about that last week. Hebrews 13:5 says, just be content with what you have. Is what the scripture teaches us, right? And the power of that contentment, the Apostle Paul gave us the keys to in Philippians 4:12. It says, I know what it's like to be in need. Now, there's a guy that knows. I know what it's like to have plenty. I've had nothing. I've had plenty. I know what it's like, he says. I have learned this secret of being content. Now there's a secret. And he says, I've learned what it is. That's what we talked about. In any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I know the secret. Well, that tells us right away that there's something that we need to know. It's a secret, but we should, and he's willing to reveal it to us, and he does. There's a secret to being content, and he's the guy that can certainly reveal the secret. It goes like this. You are called to do great things, whether you have little or great abundance. Anybody want to say amen to that? You're called to do great things. It doesn't matter whether you're wealthy or poor. It doesn't matter. You are still called to do great things. Your power for that lies within you saying, I am content with whatever God gives me, and I will maintain my attitude of gratitude by always giving thanks. My circumstances should not dictate whether I appreciate God. My circumstances should not dictate whether I appreciate God. They should not, right? There is a God standing alongside each and every one of us, regardless of those circumstances, regardless of your situation, regardless of what you have or what you don't have. God is still present. Once you tap into the secret of accepting who you are in Christ, and not gauging your life on what is given to you, then you'll unlock the secret supernatural power God intended for you all along. You'll unlock the secret supernatural power that Paul talks about. I know what it is to be beaten and have nothing. I know what it's like to have plenty. It doesn't matter. Things and all that wrapped around doesn't matter. I am just thankful. And I will maintain an attitude of gratitude and contentment that my God just walks with me. He just walks with me. So today, church, as we move from the power of contentment, we're going to talk here for a few minutes as we move into the baptism, the power of just saying thanks. What power lies in that phrase, giving thanks? What does that mean? I'm going to give thanks no matter what. And that's where Paul talks about in the secret. No matter what it looks like, there's power in me coming forward and say, I just give thanks no matter what. What? As opposed to saying all these other situations dictate whether I am thankful or not, we push that all aside and say, I'm just going to give thanks. Well, whether we're well-fed, or not, we got plenty, we don't, whatever, it doesn't matter. Because he's saying, just give thanks and unlock that power in your life to recognize that concept, to just give thanks. When you sit around a Thanksgiving table, whatever that Thanksgiving table looks like on Thursday, you know, not all of us will be around the Thanksgiving table. There will be many that will be working that day to keep us safe, to maintain the hospitals, to do all those things that are required for our society here in the United States. I am thankful for that. I've never been so thankful, I guess, for the healthcare providers, because I've been in the ER so many times in the last couple of years. Our family has had some health situations, and a number of us, and you know, you walk in there and there's a nurse and there's a doctor and there's a medical team awaiting you to show up. I'm thankful for that, to help us, right? Psalm 92, 4 through 5, and it reads like this: Lord, you thrill me. You just thrill me with all you have done for me. I want to stop right there before I even go on. Lord, you thrill me. You thrill me, Lord, with everything you've done. Is that our attitude today? Before we even move on, the psalmist says, listen, Lord, you thrill me for everything you've already done. Not the stuff that you're going to do, not the stuff you're going to do in the future. It doesn't matter. You just thrill me for everything you've already done. That's why I had you come around the altar this morning and give thanks and just sing and praise. Just think of one thing. There's many things to be thankful for. Pastor, you don't know my situation. I don't need to know your situation because I know my God is a God of thanks. Amen. We got to give thanks. He's done something, right? I'm looking throughout the worship center today seeing many people that are giving thanks for what God has done and continues to do for them. And I appreciate that. You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. I sing for joy. Why? Because you've done something that makes me want to sing around the altar of the local church and give thanks. Not coming down and murmuring and complaining and mumbling, just coming down and saying, I just give thanks. What? The great works you have done. Oh, how deep your thoughts are. You know, the scientists are just really here in the 21st century starting to figure this out. Watch this quote. It goes like this: studies on the power of being thankful have shown measurable effects on everything from neurotransmitters, that's serotonin, to social bonding hormones, cognitive and pleasure-related neurotransmitters, that's dopamine, you know these words, to inflammatory and immune stress hormones, cortisol, cardiac and EEG rhythms, blood pressure, blood sugar, you name it. Being thankful helps that. Who says? Who says? Well, the study from Dr. Morelli Doraswamy at Duke University says, here's what I found in an intense study. It works. I read you what it says in Psalms. They knew that thousands of years ago. Scientists are just starting to catch up in the 21st century that it actually works, that being thankful changes your physical body. It changes you. It changes everything that goes on inside of the physical body that God created. The other quote that he continues with is, if thankfulness were a drug, it would be the world's best-selling product. If people really could comprehend and get it inside of them that I got to be more thankful than not, then they would realize the benefits thereof, even if they weren't believers. Why? Because scientists have discovered that being thankful and having an attitude of gratitude actually changes your physical body. Why not try it? Why not try, stop the murmurings and complainings and all those things and just be thankful for everything God has done, right? God has blessed us. What's this mean, Pastor? It means Psalms 92:1, it says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. To what? Sing his praises. You could have had a really bad week, but when you come into Cross Point Church, you got to come around the altar and sing his praises and give thanks because he's doing something for you. And we know he's already done something. You know, we go back to the story of the lepers, and we use this for the last couple of weeks because it's such a powerful story. Jesus sees 10 lepers, right? And he heals them all. 9 of them take off, accepting their healing, right? 9 take off, accepting their healing. One of them hunts Jesus down He's healed. He got the same healing. But he's looking for Jesus. Why? Because he has an attitude of gratitude. I'm looking for this guy. I got something that I didn't have. My life has been transformed. I'm going to go find him. I know I'm paraphrasing, but that's the story, right? He goes looking for Jesus, and he comes upon Jesus, right? This is Jesus. And it says in Luke 17 and 19, it says, Jesus says, wait, didn't I heal 10 of you, 10 men? And Jesus says to him, stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. Stand up means that he was in some type of kneeling position. Question, was he giving thanks for the healing, or was he coming to thank the healer? He's already been healed. I think he came back to do both. I think he came back to thank for the healing. I'm healed and I'm whole, and I think he came back to thank the healer. See, that's the difference, folks, between the attitude of gratitude of overall or just thanking God for something he's done for you. He comes back and says, I thank you for what you did for me, but I have an attitude of gratitude that I know who you are. Thank you. And Jesus makes a comment to him. He says, stand up and go. Your faith has made you whole, made you well. He's already healed. When he makes that declaration, what's he talking about? Because he's already been healed. I think the declaration is, I see a transformation in your heart now. That you have a thankful heart, that you recognized me as the healer, that you are a person that has an attitude of gratitude, and you're not just looking for me to do something for you. You truly come back and bow down to me and recognize that you just got touched. And your life has changed, not only physically, but you, your heart has this attitude now of gratitude. And then he sends him on his way. This is a powerful representation of being thankful and having an attitude of gratitude. I just look at that scripture and read that story so often, and I wonder, you know, do I always feel like that? Every time God has done something for me, do I feel like that? Am I one of the nine that thanked him for what he did? Or am I one of the one that went back and say, Lord God, thank you for what you did. I recognize who you are, and I have this attitude of gratitude. I never want to be just thanking him for what he's doing for me. I don't ever want to be that person that says, just thank you, because that means then my thankfulness and my attitude is always contingent on getting something in return. I don't want something just in return. I want to know the healer. I don't want to just know the thing he does for me. You know, for those of you in the worship center or watching online that have children, you probably understand this a lot. You want your children to love you and respect you for mom and dad, grandmas and grandpas. Randy Squires came down to the altar. If you know Randy, he says, I'm waiting on my 39th grandchild. He's down there thanking God for 39. I'm thanking God for, Lord, I know there's one coming. Eventually, right? I'll never catch up to 39. But being that I'm so young, I don't think I'm really there yet, right? But wow. I just want to make sure I'm not leaning and staying on being thankful for getting something. I don't want to just be thankful for getting something. Because I'll never develop an attitude of gratitude because I'll always be waiting for something. I don't want to be waiting throughout my life just to get something. I want to live what the Bible says is a joyful life. And I made this declaration, this comment before. If God never did another thing for me in my life, he has done so much for me in my life, it could sustain me for the rest of my life. Now, Lord, wait, right? But that's true. That's true for probably most, if not all of us. Church, if you're getting baptized today, I'm going to ask you to start to make your way out to the side and come down to get ready for baptism today. We have a powerful time in God's house coming for all of you. Hey, has anybody ever wrote a thank you note? You know what a thank you note is? A thank you note is something you write to somebody because you appreciate something that they did for you. A lot of that goes on in baby showers and weddings and, you know, whatnot, and birthdays or whatever. You know, you get something and you write this thank you note that says, hey, I appreciate you and what you did for me. That's what a thank you note is, right? I appreciate you and what you did for me. The Apostle Paul wrote thank you notes. The book of Philippians is kind of a thank you note. Most of his writings is about the church, right? He writes to the church and says, here's what you're doing. Here's what you need to fix. Here's some things going on. I want to help you. He writes the letter. That's a lot of the epistles that you see in God's word today. He writes a letter of correction or things that he's trying to help you with, right? But in Philippians, I think it's a true thank you note. Because when he was there setting up the church and he leaves, he writes Philippians back to them because he truly, really loved those people. Not that he didn't love the other people, but he really loved those people. And he starts to write this thank you note about the people, not correcting them too much about things they're doing in the church and this, that. He's not doing it. He's saying thank you. And it starts to come out when you start reading some of those scriptures. And I've read some of those scriptures. He founded the church there on his second missionary journey. And roughly 10 years later, he writes back to them and says, listen, I really appreciate you. Now, you got to understand the power in his writings. When he's writing back to them saying, I appreciate you. And let me tell you, the power of that is he's in a Roman jail. He's in a Roman jail. He had been beaten. He's got scars all over him. He's chained to one of the guards in a dungeon. And the Apostle Paul is not thinking about his situation like that. He's writing a letter. He's writing a thank you note to somebody, a whole bunch of people, because he appreciated them and loves them. So he writes a thank you note, and that's pretty much what the book of Philippians is about. The people and the situations they are living. He remembers how people got saved when he was there and all the situations that went on. And the scripture is just so powerful. Instead of focusing on his situation and turning inward, stewing in self-pity, Paul turned outward and put his thoughts on God and others, recognizing love, grace, and mercy at work through the Philippian church, and he's thankful for them. He's thankful. Philippians 1, 3, 4 reads like this, and watch it. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to God. Every time I think of Cross Point Church and the wonderful people that my wife and I are honored to pastor, I actually do the same. My wife and I talk about that often. Thank you, Lord God, that you have so blessed us with such a wonderful church. He's going outward and not inward. Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with great joy. He's joyful. Pastor, how can he be joyful? You just told us he's in a Roman prison writing this letter. Why? Because he has made a choice to be thankful. That he didn't look at his situation. Because he has this attitude of gratitude. He says, I don't care what I'm going through. I'm just thankful for you. And I'm going to write to you. Today, it's a text, it's an email, it's a phone, whatever. He writes a letter. You're the best of the best. Ain't nobody better. I love you. He heaps the love on him in that letter. That is the power of thanks. That's the power of being thankful. It's easy to write the letter if everything's going really well. It's hard to write the letter when everything's going bad. Remember what the scripture says. I know what it's like to be well-fed and have plenty. I also know what it's like to have nothing. Being in a prison, in a dungeon, chained to a guard. But I still wrote a letter. I still wrote a thank you letter, a thank you note. Because I appreciate you. That is an attitude of gratitude. That is the attitude that he wants us all to live by, the same attitude that Jesus had. We nailed him to a cross. And he made this declaration while on the cross, forgive them because they don't even know what they're doing. There's an attitude of gratitude. They don't know what they're doing. Just forgive them. He was thinking about me that day. He's thinking about you that day. And Paul writes a letter and says, thanks. Philippians 4:4, he says it like this. Rejoice in the Lord always. And I say it again, rejoice. From a man in the dungeon, chained to a guard, scars all over his body from being beaten, writes a letter to the people he loves and says, thank you. I want you to rejoice no matter what. And I'll say it again, rejoice. Even though I'm here in prison, even though I've got this, that, no, just rejoice. I appreciate you today. No matter how dark the circumstances of life may be, it is always possible for the Christian to rejoice in the Lord. Always. That's the supernatural power of giving thanks. And when you tap into that secret that Paul wrote about, the secret is give thanks no matter what the circumstances look like. God comes in with a supernatural power in your life because you have an attitude of gratitude that you're not living on what's happening to you. You're living on who He is. And who He is a lot bigger than what's going on with us at the time. That is the message at that point that the Apostle Paul is trying to get through our heads. It's an outward message, not an inward. The inward is, but you don't understand what's going on with me. Yes, He does. But what He wants us to do is He wants us to be the leper that was healed. And He wants us to come back and bow down in front of Him and not only say thanks for what He did, but recognize who He is that did it. See, if we live on only the thankful part and not changing our attitude to have an attitude of constant gratitude, we'll always need God to do something for us to sustain ourselves. You'll always be living on something that God can give you. And if you're always living on something that God can give you, you will need Him to continue to give you stuff for you to have a good attitude. And the thing is, church, that you will be defining whether He gives you some good stuff or not. Right? It's your filter that decides if God's being good enough to you then, if that's how you're living. The Apostle Paul says, we're not going to live like that. If I have to always give you something for you to be grateful and say thanks, then that is no way to live. In a few minutes, you're going to see that played out right in front of you. You're going to understand exactly what the pastor has been preaching about. Because people are going to get baptized, and they all have a story. They all have a testimony, as we all do. And if we're going to live on only what God gives us that we think is good, then we're going to have no life at all. But if we can live on just the attitude of gratitude and make this decision, unveil the secret, the supernatural power, of that attitude that Paul writes about, you've made a big transformation in your life today. Days before Thanksgiving, you'll sit down at a meal or you'll go about your day, whatever you're doing, and you'll be thankful that you have another day. But you know, folks, this is Sunday. Thanksgiving's 4 days away. There's no guarantee all of us will make it to Thursday. You just never know, right? No matter how dark the circumstances of life may be, it's always possible for the Christian to rejoice in the Lord always, no matter what. That is the supernatural power of giving thanks. Looking beyond the circumstances and just have an attitude of gratefulness. We're going to recognize that here this morning. We've got a number of children, young people, some adults that say, I confess that I'm going to serve Jesus. I'm thankful that I have Jesus to serve. And I'm going to show my church and everybody watching online my attitude of gratitude, my thankful heart. Because I was lost once, but now I'm found. And the Bible says I'm going to go get baptized. I need to go get baptized like Jesus did. What? As a public declaration of my changed heart. The baptism doesn't save you. It's the transformation that takes place in the heart prior to baptism. I'm just going to go get baptized. And it shows the world that I'm going to die to those sins and rise up and be different. Your attitude has been transformed. And it doesn't matter the circumstances. I'm going to do it because God has done something for me. He's redeemed me. And I didn't deserve it. And my circumstances, maybe they don't change, but my heart does. And you're going to see that demonstrated here as we move into a time of baptism. Pastor Amber Greenwald, the children's pastor, will be baptizing three of our kids, unless one of them took off. I hope not. And then I will be baptizing two adults. We'll wind up the service and we'll go celebrate the 50th birthday party with our very own John Gorm, whom I'm very thankful for who he is. And then what he does around our church. We could not do without John, and I am thankful. Father God, I pray right now your power as we move into a time of baptism. Lord God, bless us in this church as we honor those who are giving thanks to heaven, who have confessed you as Savior, and now they will be publicly baptized, dying to themselves and rising again to a new life. No matter what their circumstances look like, they're going to rise to a new life and tell the world that they are changed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We ask each of our people to get baptized to sign their name and date it. Can you speak a little bit? If she's not going to speak, yeah. Speak for her again.
So this is Charlie McCracken, and she has given her life to Christ. Today she is taking the plunge, and she is going to go ahead and get baptized. Right, Charlie?
Yes.
Excited? Yeah.
Can you see her? She's there, I promise.
Okay. All right, Charlie. You have made the decision to follow Christ, and because of that, I am going to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. You are dead to sin and alive in Christ. Our next person here that is getting baptized is Charlie McCracken's brother, Cooper McCracken. Would you like to
say? Hi.
And Cooper has decided to give his life to Christ as well.
Church, when you see kids in our ministry getting baptized, you know we're doing something right, right? Thank you so much, Amber. Did you just write over your brother's signature? No, he didn't. Sister, I mean, yes.
Now, put your right hand on your nose. Put your left hand right there. Okay. Cooper, because you have decided to follow Jesus, I am going to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and you are now dead to sin and alive in Christ.
Hallelujah. You did it. Congrats, congrats. Congratulations. Is this Lily?
All right, our next child here is Lily Watson, and I am so proud to baptize her. Okay, Lily's very nervous, but we are going to go ahead and baptize her this morning. She is very ready.
Scared to death.
Your right hand on your nose. Yeah. All right, Lily, because you've made the decision to follow Christ and you've chosen to get baptized, I baptize you now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, you are dead to sin and alive in Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Amber. Thank you, Pastor Woo-hoo! Amber.
Yay, kids.
We're going to go now and have a couple of adults get baptized. This is Janine Harrington. I am so sorry. Janine Harrington. I know who you are.
No, you don't.
I will take that. You can go right over. You saw how it's done, right? Would you like to say a few words? Why don't you come out here, Janine? Janine, you can right here. Whatever you'd like to say.
I am forever grateful for everything that the Lord has done for me. He's changed my life, and he's lifted me up out of that grave. Dead in sin, now alive in Jesus.
Would you sign your name? Janine, sign your name and the date today, anywhere you like. Can you take that home? Okay. We're going to leave the water in it. Deals off. I've called her Jeannie more than once, so. She forgives me every time. 11. There you go. There we go. All right. Come over here. Hop up in there. That's right. Your right hand will be on your nose. It's like me. You'll be okay. Ooh. Injuries.
That feels good.
It feels good. Sit straight down. There you go. I told you to be warm, didn't I?
It's lovely.
It's lovely. She says, I'm not leaving.
Oh, no.
What a joy. What a joy Janine is. She has been such a wonderful addition to the Cross Point Church family. You came through Wednesday nights, didn't you?
I did.
You did. Journey night, right? Journey to a Better Way, a Better Life on Wednesday night. And she has come into the Cross Point family. She has confessed Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And so today, Janine is going to get baptized based on that confession, right?
Okay.
You ready?
Don't drop me.
She said, don't drop her. I hold you down for 10 minutes. It's all I do.
I know you told me that before.
I told her that before. Janine, because you have professed Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, it is an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You don't want to leave. Hallelujah. Candy? Church, you want to see a story about the power of thanks? Candy Armstrong. I'm not allowed to say how old you are, right? You told me not to, so I won't. Can't say how old you are? No. No, I won't. Candy's a little bit older than 15, but at 15 years old, she was struck by a train. Has lived a life of having some paralysis quite a bit, some brain injury, and she's here to declare her faith in Jesus Christ to give thanks. We'll do it with you, okay? I'm gonna ask my wife if she would fill out the tank for her. I got her. With her name, today's date. I'm going to ask Pastor Mike to give us a hand, and Val's here. Good. Do you think you'll need this thing to step up, or do you think you can step right in? Okay, take that away. Thank you. Go ahead. Val, keep it on the... I gotcha. I gotcha. Pastor Mike's gotcha. I'll get this side. Can you lift your leg up there? Whatever leg you can do. There you go. I gotcha. There you go. Make sure you hold her on that side. Yep. I gotcha. There you go. Sit down. Yeah, the girl. I knew you could do it. That a girl. There you go. All right. Easy peasy, right? I gotcha. All right. Candy, on a profession of your faith in Jesus Christ, it is an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, Candy.
Woo-hoo!
I got you. All right. Wonderful. Now, give them all praise, church.
Okay. Tell me what you want to do. You want this one? You want the other one?
I gotcha. Come forward. Pastor
Yes, Frank, can you help her off? Yeah. Thank you. Val, help her off. Church, if you could be thankful there, you can be thankful. Three kids, two adults, five people baptized here at Cross Point Church, giving thanks that Jesus Christ saved them, no matter what the situation is. Living exactly as the Apostle Paul told us to live. Just be thankful and have an attitude of gratitude, no matter what the circumstances. I choose to be thankful. Stand with me today, and we're going to give thanks before we go down and celebrate a 50th birthday party with John Dorm. Are you thankful today? In Jesus' name, Father God, thank you. I thank you for this church, Lord. I thank you for those that got baptized today. Lord God, thank you for everything you've done, everything you're doing, and everything you're going to do. We have an attitude of gratitude, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, I thank God. Let's sing it together.
Because you picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior.
Savior, I thank God.